Hello, this is Amber Darst, Solutions Manager for Manage Outdoor Solutions. Today, I will be discussing the causes, symptoms, and treatment for mucositis. Mucositis is a common condition that occurs when your mouth or gut becomes sore and inflamed. A common side effect of cancer treatment, the condition occurs when chemotherapy and radiotherapy treatments break down the epithelial cells lining the gastrointestinal tract, leaving the mucosal tissue open to ulceration and infection. When the thin mucous membrane that lines the digestive tract becomes inflamed, it can be painful. Even though this condition can develop anywhere along the digestive tract, it is more common in the mouth or oral cavity. Oral mucositis is probably one of the most common and severe complications of cancer treatments. It can lead to several problems like pain, nutritional problems due to inability to eat, and increased risk of infection due to open sores in the mucosa. The condition can significantly affect the patient's quality of life and may be dramatic for a period of time while a patient is being treated. However, it could also heal on its own within a few weeks of completing the cancer treatment. High-dose chemotherapy and localized high-dose radiation therapy to the head and neck region are the main factors that cause oral mucositis. Continuous administering of chemotherapy or radiation therapy causes severe injury to the mouth cells and tissues, which reduces their ability to distinguish between good normal cells or bad cancer cells. This leads to severe breakdown in the lining of the mouth, forming painful ulcers. In addition, bone marrow transplants and stem cell transplants can also lead to this condition. In most cases, these painful ulcers can occur anywhere in the mouth, but are most common on the tongue, inside cheeks, lips, and the soft palate. Mucositis can cause a range of symptoms, many of which affect the mouth. In the beginning stages, there may be distinct areas of redness, which may soon progress to form painful ulcerations. And some of the common symptoms associated with this condition are also discomfort and pain inside the mouth, trouble swallowing or talking, thickening of saliva, sores and blood in the mouth, soft white patches or pus on the tongue, shiny, swollen, or red gums, pain or a mild burning sensation while eating, dry mouth, and an increased amount of mucus. As mentioned earlier, 40% of people who receive chemotherapy may develop mucositis to some extent. However, the risk is slightly greater for people who also receive radiation therapy on the head, neck, or chest. Several prominent factors can increase the risk of mucositis, and these include being a female, poor oral health, lifestyle habits like chewing or smoking tobacco and drinking alcohol, having a low body mass index, having a chronic condition such as kidney disease or diabetes, experiencing dry mouth before and during cancer treatment, being dehydrated, or a loss of appetite for food and drink. Generally, the signs and symptoms associated with the condition are often visible during the early stages of cancer treatment. Diagnosis of this condition will be based on the timing of the symptoms relative to the therapy and the clinical appearance of the mouth. In most cases, a physician may be able to diagnose mucositis as early as 1 to 2 weeks after radiation therapy or within 3 days of chemotherapy. A detailed medical history review and assessment of symptoms will also be performed, wherein physicians may look for sores and swelling in the mouth. As viral or fungal infections can occur in the mouth occasionally, there is no specific laboratory or radiographic testing that is required to make the diagnosis. However, in some cases, a culture or a scraping may be done to rule out the possible chances of an infection. Depending on the severity and extent of discomfort, oral mucositis is treated symptomatically and usually involves targeting the infection while managing symptoms. In order to reduce the severity of symptoms, including pain, physicians may generally recommend topical pain relief medications, allergy medication, corticosteroids, ice chips, popsicles, and other cold food items and sprays for preventing dry mouth. Physicians may also suggest options like brushing the teeth more frequently each day, using a soft bristle toothbrush, and using antiseptic mouthwash to prevent the chances of infection. As a healthcare provider, billing and coding for this oral condition can be challenging as the condition involves different symptoms, which can range from mild to severe. It is crucial for providers to remain updated about the associated ICD-10 codes to report oral mucositis correctly. Our experienced dental and medical billers here at MOS can assist you with coding and claim submission to ensure timely payment for these services. And that's all for now. Thanks for listening in.